This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're happy you could be with us on today's edition of the Armor of God. What we're going to discuss today is the topic of the Sabbath. Why should we keep the Sabbath? Does it matter which day we keep? You know, some people observe a Friday Sabbath. Some people observe a Saturday Sabbath. Some people observe a Sunday Sabbath. Some people say it doesn't matter which day you observe as the Sabbath, just as long as you keep one day to the Lord. I want to look at that topic today, and I'm going to do it by looking at some scriptures from your Bible on why we should keep that Sabbath day. And remember, when we're looking at these scriptures, we're talking about the Sabbath that goes from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. If you do the research on this, you will find that that is exactly the Sabbath that your Bible is speaking of. So keep that in mind as we look at those scriptures today. And we will also possibly get into a little bit of the history of how the Sabbath day was altered from Saturday to Sunday. And we will look at a few scriptures on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, and see what your Bible says on that first day of the week. Now, before we get started and really start looking at this, I want to relate a story to you from my childhood. My first experience in looking at this particular question. I was about 7 or 8 years old. I don't recall right now, but I do remember having a conversation with a Jewish friend of mine. We were walking home from school one day, and we got into talking about what we were going to do over the weekend. And I had mentioned I was going to go to church on Sunday, the Sabbath day, or something like that. Well, my buddy said, well, wait a minute. Sunday is not the Sabbath day. Saturday is the Sabbath day. And he proceeded to tell me that he had the correct Sabbath and I had the incorrect Sabbath. So this caused me a little consternation, and I remember going home that day and asking my mother about it, and she said people have different Sabbath days. Some people have a Saturday Sabbath, some people have a Sunday Sabbath, and at that time, at that place, that was good enough for me. I just put that away out of my mind. But there was one thing that my friend had mentioned for me to check when I went home. He told me to go to my calendar and take a look at the layout of the days on the calendar. And he told me, you'll see that Sunday is in the first position and Saturday is in the seventh position. And by golly, it was when I looked at my calendar. So there was a little emotional reaction there when I noticed that, that would later help me as I looked at this topic of understanding the Sabbath and why it matters whether or not we keep a Sabbath day. And what I'm going to do now, folks, is I'm going to offer you some free literature and a CD. So what we're offering you on today's program is the CD, The Importance of the Sabbath. Now remember, we don't offer the cassettes anymore, so you're going to have to get it in CD format. The title again is The Importance of the Sabbath, and it's by Mr. Bill Watson from the Ohio region. Now you're probably familiar with Bill on this program, and Bill answers the question why we should keep the Sabbath on that CD, The Importance of the Sabbath. Also, we'd like to offer you the free literature, Sunday, Saturday. What difference does it make? Again, this is free of charge. The CD, the literature, all yours for the asking. All you need to do is call 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or visit our website, www.cgi.org. Once again, www.cgi.org. You can order that information there and also check out our website. Now, getting back to our program for today, when we look at this topic of the Sabbath and try to find out why we should keep the Sabbath, we can begin at the beginning. And what I mean by that is, let's take a look at the book of Genesis. So I'm going to begin in the book of Genesis, specifically Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2, and listen what it says there. It says, "By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done." Now, right here at the beginning of creation, what's God saying about the Sabbath? He rested on that seventh day from all the work that he had done. What work? The work of creation. Part of the meaning of the Sabbath is it's a memorial of God's creation. Think of how profound that is. If we take part in a Sabbath day rest, we are remembering God's creation, keeping that in the forefront of our mind on a weekly basis, so we remember what it's all about, who God is, and why we're here. So that's one reason I would keep the Sabbath, is because it reminds us of who and what God is and what he has done for us. Now, another reason I keep the Sabbath, me in particular, is over in Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. I want you to turn over to Exodus chapter 20, and I want to show you something there. Now, we're going to pick it up in verse 8 of Exodus chapter 20, and let's read what it says there. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." Folks, another reason why I want to keep the Sabbath is it's part of God's law. God is telling me to keep his Sabbath day. Now, some might argue with me on this point. They may say, "You're citing from the Old Testament. You know, that's the old law. We don't need to keep that Sabbath day in that way anymore." But I would disagree with you, folks. I would disagree with you, and I'd ask you to look with me over in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. I want you to turn over to Matthew 5 with me, and remember who's speaking here. According to your Bible, this is Jesus Christ speaking, and notice what he says in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 17. Check this out, folks. This is heavy. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets." So what's he saying? He's saying, don't think I came to do away with the law or the prophets. And the law, the Ten Commandment law, is what we just read over there in Exodus. Here's what he says. "I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them," or fill them up, or make clear what they were all about. Because if you read through the rest of this chapter, Jesus makes very clear what the commandments were about, the true intent of the commandments, not just the physical aspect of keeping the commandment, but actually what it was all about and why it was so significant. Now notice verse 18. "I tell you the truth," get this, "until heaven and earth disappear." Heaven and earth are still out there, folks. "Until they disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished," folks. "And anyone who breaks one of these least commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Your Bible says the law is not done away with, folks. Jesus Christ says that too in your New Testament. So that's another reason why I personally keep the Sabbath day. Now, I want to give you some more evidence as to why I keep the Sabbath day and why you might think about keeping it also. Let's take a look over in Luke. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And specifically, I'm going to focus in on verse 16 of Luke chapter 4. Now, check this out. Let me begin in verse 16 rather than 14. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read. Now here it tells us that this was his custom. Now some may say, well, you know, we're in a different age today. You know, our custom is not to keep this particular day. And you can argue any way you want to, folks, but your Bible tells us that Jesus is our example. We're to follow his example, do what he did, and the evidence here in your Bible is Jesus kept the Sabbath day from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, and it was his custom to go and worship God on that day. Again, another reason I keep the Sabbath day, the biblical Sabbath day. Now, we know that Jesus died. We know that Jesus died, and some believe that things changed when Jesus died. Let's turn over to Luke 23 in the same book of the Bible, Luke 23, and I'm going to pick it up in verse 56 of Luke 23. Now, some say, well, things changed after Jesus died. Well, let's see if that's true. And I'm going to read Luke chapter 23 and verse 56. Here's what it says there. It says, "Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes." It's speaking of the women who were going to go and wrap Jesus' body or put spices and perfumes on his body. But notice what it says about them. Remember now, Jesus has died. "But they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment." Now, a couple things to remember about this. The writer of this book wrote many years after Jesus died, and he's pointing out the Sabbath command here. And these women who were taught by Jesus while he was alive, they have no new understanding about the Sabbath day. They're continuing to keep the Sabbath that they kept when Jesus was around, which is the biblical Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. There's no change that we see here in your Bible. Now, take a look with me for some more evidence on this particular point over in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we now have the New Testament Christian church beginning, and we get a look at what they were doing in that New Testament church after Jesus' death. And I want to look at Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Let's take a look at what we find over in Acts 17. And I'm going to focus in on verse 2 of Acts 17. Here's what it says in your Bible. "As his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures." Now, once again, we can argue and we could say, someone could say, well, Paul was going into the synagogues and he was just dealing with Jews at this time. And of course, the Jews were continuing to keep the Sabbath day. But what I'm trying to show you here is this link of the Sabbath at the beginning of time, the Sabbath at the time of Moses, the Sabbath at the time of Jesus, the Sabbath here in the New Testament time of the church, and Paul, one of the apostles, is continuing to go into the synagogue on the Sabbath and preach about God, about the Scriptures. There doesn't appear to be any break in the Sabbath in the Bible. And that's the point I'm trying to make here today. You know, you can argue anything you want about history and things later that occurred, but I'm looking at Scripture because I'm living by the Word of God. That's what Christians should do, is live by God's Word. And the record in the Word of God is that there was no change in the Sabbath. We see that throughout your Bible from beginning to end. The Sabbath is what the Sabbath is. It continues on and on and on through the pages of your Bible without any major change occurring. There are other changes. For example, circumcision is addressed in the book of Acts. Now, circumcision would not be as significant as the change of the Sabbath, yet you don't find any conversation about the Sabbath changing in the pages of your Bible. Now, notice this, folks. Turn with me over to the book of Acts 18. So we're just going one chapter over. And again, let's read it. Acts 18, and we're going to look at verse 4 this time of Acts 18. Now, notice what it says here. Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. Now, the interesting thing about this is that there are some Greeks on the scene here. And these Greeks, folks, let me tell you something about it. He was in Greece at this time. Now, there may have been Jewish synagogues in Greece, but why were these Greeks going to a Jewish synagogue? Why weren't they in a church or something else worshiping God, worshiping Christ? It seems like the Greeks are following the Jewish lead here in the keeping of the Sabbath day and going and worshiping God on that same day. And Paul is now there in Greece, and he says everything's the same as it's been before. He's keeping that Sabbath day. He's observing it and also teaching and preaching on the Sabbath day, the biblical Sabbath day. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, when did the Sabbath change? Because I know that most Christians today do keep the Sabbath on Sunday, and you're right. But this occurred slowly, folks. The early church, if you do the research, don't believe me, okay? I don't want you to believe me. I did the research on my own and found this to be the fact, that the early Christian church continued to keep that Saturday Sabbath. But slowly, slowly over time, as we get into the later part of the first century of Christianity, you find some Christians moving away from that Sabbath day to a Sunday observance. Some of the reasoning behind it had to do with the destruction of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. When the Romans came down hard on them, many of the Christians who were observing the Sabbath and the holy days were also being persecuted because they worshipped in a similar manner to the Jews of that time. And some of them began to move away from the Sabbath because they were not crazy about being persecuted. Most of these folks were in the Western church. You will find that the Eastern church continued to observe the Sabbath much longer, at least the majority of Christians, in the Eastern part of the kingdom than those in the Western part of the kingdom. And so when you get into the hundreds AD and forward from there, you start to see this movement more and more away from the Sabbath day of your Bible. But let me ask you something, folks. Did God ever say to move away from His Sabbath day? Did Jesus ever say to move away from His Sabbath day? No, men said, let's move away from this Sabbath day. Let's go to Sunday. And especially the Emperor Constantine actually made it a law. Constantine made an edict in the 300s AD establishing Sunday as the day of worship for Christians. Now, once again, look at that history. You know, don't believe me. Check it out. See if what I'm telling you is true or not. And when you see it, I think you will be amazed by what happened in the development and move of the Sabbath from a Saturday to a Sunday keeping, at least among Christians. But even besides that point, Christians throughout the centuries have continued to keep a Saturday Sabbath. You can do the research on this and see throughout the history of Christianity, there were keepers of the Sabbath day on Saturday as there are today. Now, I want to also mention another fact for keeping the Sabbath day. Why do I keep the Sabbath? Because it just makes good sense from a physical standpoint. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of research today on just taking a break, taking a rest, and letting go and forgetting about the day-to-day rat race that we all partake in each day. Putting aside that one day a week to observe God's worship and to follow God is another good idea as to why you would want to keep a Sabbath day. Now, I know some of you may not be convinced. I still have a couple other scriptures I want to show you before I leave you on today's program. I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah. And once again, we're going to the Old Testament, and you might be saying, well, you aren't going to convince me if you're in the Old Testament. Don't forget, folks, that when people were quoting the scriptures in the New Testament, the only thing they were quoting from was the Old Testament. So turn with me over to the book of Isaiah, and I want to show you Isaiah chapter 66 and show you something fascinating there in the book of Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, and read the whole chapter. I don't have time to read the whole chapter with you here today, but hear this in verse 22 of Isaiah 66. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure, from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another. All mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. Check that out, folks. What's the context? The context of that is the end times. This is the kingdom of God being set up, and he says people are going to worship him on his Sabbath day. What Sabbath is that? It's the biblical Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And we see it at the beginning of your Bible. We see it with Moses. We see it with Jesus. We see it with the apostles. We see it in the future kingdom. The Sabbath matters. It's the day that God wants us to observe his rest. Why not do it, folks? Why not do it? Now, let me show you one more scripture in the New Testament on this particular point. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, once again, read the entire chapter 4. I don't have time to get into all the details of it, but let me focus in on verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 4. Here's what it says. In the New Testament, folks, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. So once again, it goes back to God's rest at creation. It's a memorial of that rest. It's a memorial every week for us to remember God and what he's done, the awesome creation that he's created. Now, we've looked at a number of scriptures, why I keep the Sabbath, why I think others should keep the Sabbath from your Bible. I want to take my final moments and look at some scriptures on the first day of the week. Now remember, the first day of the week is the language that's used by your Bible, but what it's speaking about is Sunday, because they understood Sunday as the first day of the week when you read that in your Bible. Let's take a look at a few instances of the naming of the first day of the week here. Now, the first one I want to show you is over in Matthew chapter 28, Matthew 28 and verse 1. Let's take a look at Matthew 28 and verse 1. Now, what it says in Matthew 28, 1 is this. It says, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Now, Matthew 28, 1 says that. Mark 16, verses 2 and 9 say basically the same thing. Luke 24, 1 says that. And then John 20, verses 1 and then 19 speak about this. Verse 19 actually talks about later on the first day of the week when the disciples were together and Jesus appeared among them. But in each of those instances, folks, there's no change of the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. It's just mentioning they went to the tomb or Jesus appeared to them in the midst of them on that first day of the week after he was resurrected. Now, there are two other occurrences of the first day of the week in Scripture. One of these is over in the book of Acts, chapter 20. And let me turn over there and briefly state what's going on. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. Here's what it says. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking until midnight. This is another occurrence, folks, but you'll notice the significance of it was someone almost died, or someone was dead, and Paul brought them back to life. That's why it's mentioning the first day of the week here, and the fact that Paul was going to leave the next day, and he wanted to impart as much knowledge as he could to them. The last occurrence is in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. There you have a collection being taken up on the first day of the week. That collection is not passing the basket around on Sunday morning, folks. The reason they took that collection on the first day of the week was that was the first work day of the week. That's when they would typically take up a collection for the other people in the church. There's no mention of Saturday being changed to Sunday. Folks, please get that CD, please get that literature, and put on the whole armor of God so you can stand in that evil day.
You know, on today's program, Mike really made a strong case, didn't he, about this Saturday-Sunday witch. What about the Sabbath? And does it really matter? But here's the point. Does it really matter to God? That's really at the heart of today's question and really at the heart of this whole issue. We need to step aside as human beings and stop being the standard for God. Let God be His own standard. You may ask, well, how do you do that, Bill? Well, you let God speak for Himself. And here over in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 7, the Apostle Paul says something about what God feels concerning the law. Now, I know some of you may take the position that the law has been nailed to the cross and it has no bearing on today's 21st century Christian. But not so, my friends. Notice this in chapter 7, verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Paul says, God forbid. No, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law said, thou shalt not covet. And we know the Bible defines sin as transgression of the law over there in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. And Paul further substantiates the logic of this by stating in Romans 4, verse 15, that if there is no law, there is no sin. So my point is, if the law was nailed to the cross, then there is no sin. And if there is no sin, then, my friends, you don't need a Savior. And that's pure nonsense. You and I both know that. And so where am I going with this? Well, where I'm going with this is the Sabbath is the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. We don't have problems with 9 of the 10, but it seems like that fourth commandment always presents a problem. My friends, let us help you to better understand the relationship of the Sabbath and how it applies to today's 21st century Christian. Dial now, 888-578-8791. Ask for both of the free pieces of literature and CD tape that we're offering on today's program, the literature titled Sunday, Saturday. What difference does it make? An easy booklet read easily in one sitting along with a one-hour presentation, a CD, The Importance of the Sabbath. It'll go into more detail explaining the relationship of what the Sabbath has to a 21st century Christian. Friends, this is Bill Watson reminding all of you to keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in this evil day.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.